I'm Ross Reynolds. Coming up in 10 minutes, the BBC World Service. Now, when you think about dance, usually you think about performers on a large stage or dance floor. It's time to take that big picture and shrink it down, way down. This weekend, 10 Seattle area choreographers will show work they've created for a very small stage. The event is called 10 Tiny Dances. Marcy Silman caught up with event producer Sarah Jinks to find out what in the world a tiny dance is.
Well, there are a lot of things that are tiny about this show. The number one most notable thing is the stage itself is very small. It's 4 by 4 feet.
Four by four feet.
Okay. That's like a card table, approximately. It's 18 inches off the ground. So it's very tiny. And there are 10 choreographers making 10 dances. And they're short dances.
How short? Yes. What do you mean?
There's a time limit. They need to be shorter than 8 minutes.
I know that tiny dances actually started in Portland.
Yes.
So it's like a franchise?
That franchise is a good word. A man named Mike Barber started 10 Tiny Dances in Portland. And then Crispin Spaeth, who's a pretty famous and fabulous choreographer from the Seattle area, did a couple of two-city exchanges with Mike in Portland. And then, as a franchise of sorts, produced, I think, 7 other 10 Tiny Dances in Seattle.
What strikes me about this one in particular, or at least this year's version of 10 Tiny Dances, is that there are a lot of well-known dance makers who participate. So what is the attraction for somebody who can hold a crowd for a whole evening to make a dance for a 4 by 4 foot, 18 inch high stage that lasts less than 8 minutes?
I think that the parameters of this form are very challenging and very exciting for people. It's an exercise in confined space. There are also some other rules.
Oh, really? What are those rules?
Well, there's the size of the stage and the performance is in the round. So there's audience on 4 sides. So as a choreographer or a performer, that's very challenging because you don't have your safe space behind you. You've got people looking at you from all sides and you have to rotate the choreography.
I'm talking with Sarah Jinks. She's the producer of an event called 10 Tiny Dances. And by tiny, we mean they're on a tiny stage. They're for a single. I don't think two people could fit on this 4x4.
Actually, there are a few pieces with two people, and there's one with 3.
Sarah, I happened to watch a video of you performing a tiny dance, and it was adapted from a larger work by Seattle choreographer Pat Graney. You talked a little bit about the challenges that face a choreographer. What challenges face you as a dancer when you're on that little space?
It's very challenging. Number one, since the stage is so small, the audience has to come in a lot closer than you're used to as a performer.
So they're sitting right near
they're
you.
They're sitting very close. And that's exciting. And it's also very nerve-wracking to have people that close to you. The number one thing that is noteworthy when you're performing on that tiny stage is that the whole thing feels like the edge of a stage. So if, for anybody who's performed on a raised stage before, you'll know that there's this sensation when you get within about 2 feet of the edge. You really don't want to be there.
Well, you're always within 2 feet
you
of the
are.
Edge.
So it's a vulnerable performance.
It strikes me that 10 dances and they're all in the single evening.
Yes.
It's a little bit, in a sense, like a Whitman sampler of Seattle dancers, isn't it?
Yes.
A lot of people are afraid of dance as an art form. It's not verbal. But Seattle actually has a very vibrant contemporary dance community. And when you look at the community, what says Seattle dance to you?
One thing that I feel deeply is that it's a very supportive community. And in a way that I think is unique. A couple of times leading up to this performance, we've had a couple of internal showings where all the choreographers and dancers get together and we show each other what we've been working on. And within that room we'll have these dance stalwarts like Wade Madsen, who's practically taught everybody in the room over the last 35 years. And then we'll have somebody who's new to the area. And we're all in there together, giving each other feedback, teaching each other, studying from each other. It feels really tight.
For somebody who maybe is thinking, okay, my Whitman sampler, maybe this is my time to jump in. What do you think that they need to think about before they come to see this or any contemporary dance performance? What do they need to do to prep themselves?
Honestly, I think they need to be as open as possible, to just let it wash over them and react how they react. I think people beat themselves up a bit when they're watching contemporary dance because they don't get it. But I think some of those same people would go into, say, Seattle Art Museum, and they'd look at a piece of art on the wall, and they would just like it or not like it, or it would make them feel something or it wouldn't, and they don't feel frustrated by that.
So why is dance scarier or more off-putting?
Probably because it's a human body in front of them moving the same instrument that the viewer has, and I don't know. I think that's challenging for people.
That's Sarah Jinks, a Seattle-based dancer and producer of 10 Tiny Dances on stage this weekend at Velocity Dance Center in Seattle. She spoke to Marcy Silman.